Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. On our show for us today from the Perry Food Pantry is Lou Hoger joining us now. So thank you very much, Lou, for coming on.
I'm pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting me to come.
Absolutely. Well, give us a kind of a rundown about what you've been seeing currently at the food pantry. I assume there's been some increasing in numbers of just individuals or households that you now serve.
Yes, we've been seeing about an average of 20 to 28 households per pantry session. People come to the pantry one time any day during the month that we're open. And so that's certainly up from a year ago. I'd say we were more closer to 20, usually over the 20s now. And it's very interesting because we've had an unusual increase of nationalities. For a while, we had a lot more Haitians coming in. They come in primarily through Florida. The difficulty for us at that point was the French Creole. I have TFAP forms, which is the federal form we use. I have those in probably 10 languages, and that was not one of the languages. But then I've also, within the last month, had passports as ID from at least 5 different African countries. And many of those are also French-speaking, but with different dialects. So I end up having to show people certain commodities because we can't explain the commodities to all the customers that we have. Once I show them, for example, our meat and our refrigerated items, because those, I take the order for the meat and refrigerated items.
Okay.
And we might have, for example, in our meat and refrigerator sections, we might have bags of sliced frozen apples or refrigerated bags of grapes. We might have frozen blueberry. We might have frozen peach slices. These are available through the Food Bank of Iowa. Then in our meat section, we'll always have ground beef. I will always have chicken leg quarters. We will purchase those locally if Food Bank doesn't have them. They don't usually have them. But we might have big packages of drumsticks that might be available through the Food Bank of Iowa. We're doing a pickup at the Food Bank. We'll be picking up some bags of chicken breasts. So we never quite know what the Food Bank is going to have on their inventory that we can order, but we also have venison. And so, for example, if you were coming in as a single individual, I'm offering you a pound of ground beef, and today I would be able to offer you ground turkey, 1 pound of ground turkey, 2 pounds of ground venison, or 1 pound of beef liver. We had someone who has a farm who donated beef liver to us today.
So with all that being said, did you think that you would encounter such large numbers of language barriers that you'd have to overcome? Because you'd then have to get a little more creative of how you go about that, right?
And during COVID, people could not come in the pantry and shop. We were in a different location. We had a circle drive they could come up in.
Sure.
And we went to every car with a clipboard and an order form and took the order for everything.
Mm.
And I had the order forms in the Eritrean languages, because that time we had a lot of Eritreans. And just recently I've had a couple Eritreans that have never been in before. And the unique thing about Eritreans is most of them are vegans. As soon as I see the name, I'll say no meat, and they'll say no meat. And then we will give them extra beans, extra pasta, extra rice.
Oh, wow.
For example, we started stocking lentils just for the Eritreans. And we found out there were some other ethnic groups, particularly some of those from Africa, that also might take the bags of lentils.
Obviously, there's other food pantries that have maybe faced some challenges as far as trying to get certain food items. And like you just said, the Food Bank of Iowa, it could be a toss-up what they might have on hand to be able to deliver to you. How do you negotiate those types of challenges that you face this year?
Well, quite frankly, I do an inventory usually twice a week, but especially after the Thursday pantry. And I always go online and see what the Food Bank of Iowa has on order, on their inventory.
Yep.
And based on that, I determine what I have to order from local retailers. There's a couple other retailers, not in Perry, but we try to do Fairway and Hy-Vee consistently. I get all my tortillas and salsa from Oasis. And so now I determine what I have to order for the inventory and try to get those orders in by Fairway to Hy-Vee or Fairway on Monday. Oasis, I can almost call them every day. And they can, so that's maintaining inventory. That's a challenge all the time. And we just had a recent volunteer come on board, and I think she's going to be able to handle inventory. I think she's looking to do more than just merely serve the customers in the pantry.
Sure.
And I believe that's something I could probably equip another person to do for me.
That's remarkable. And while we're talking about that, just talk to us and maybe spend a moment about the volunteers, because that's the other side of the thing, right? You have customers, you got to have people that help out to serve these individuals.
We could not function without the volunteers we have. We have about 50 volunteers. We will always have a rotating basis. My wife's the volunteer coordinator. She makes up a 2-month schedule. We will always have 3 volunteers as a team serving customers each pantry. We will always have what we call our cart jockey.
Okay.
I have pretty much one fellow who takes the carts out. I have others I can call on if he's not available to take the carts out to the cars. I have a clerk who sits next to me, and he's pretty much there every food pantry. And if he's missing, I have somebody else that can cover for him. I do have an administrative assistant who takes the time to put all of our customer records from each pantry into the computer and Excel spreadsheet, because we have to report those numbers to the Food Bank of Iowa. For example, the number of households, not only the number of customers, but according to children, adults, and seniors, and whether or not they have food stamps. So I have that person that records those. I have another volunteer who at the end of the month puts all the data in the Food Bank of Iowa website, uploads those. We have other volunteers, who pick up a Quickstar, one of our major donors, Wednesdays and Fridays. And it's amazing because we never know what we're going to get from Quickstar. Quickstar may have those meals that are available. They might have ground beef. They might have ground sirloin burgers. Giving away $15 steaks that we got from Quickstar. Again, we just never know what they'll have available for us. The commodities at Quickstar, in most cases, are refrigerated, and they either have to be disposed of or frozen.
Okay.
And they put them all in the freezer, yep. And we take what we can take, and the rest goes to the dumpster. You must be a food bank partner in order to be a recipient of Quickstar's commodities. And then we have to put every one of those pickups into the computer for food bank so they can report to Quickstar Corporate.
And that's Lou Hoger, the manager of the Perry Area Food Pantry, joining us for part one of our 2-part series. You're listening to Let's Talk Dallas County, presented today by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.